YVF-KE8CB.
Good evening, Clayton. How's your day been?
That's okay. Yesterday was a real runner. Had a hose going down to that the inlet for the water coming in, going up to your toilet was leaking. So I had to get that off, which I couldn't do. I had to call somebody with healthier hands to get that off. It was on so tight. And had to remove the vanity because water was underneath it and everything. And so I'm printing some spacers, and I'm going to stick underneath the vanity to get it up off the floor a little bit, and put that back today, hopefully.
Well, water problems are never any fun, that's for sure. That's something that you don't want to have to deal with, but it happens, unfortunately. And it makes a mess real quick. So, yeah, I've been there, done that. Flooded out the kitchen cabinet, flooded out the bathroom cabinet, down to the basement, and, yeah, never any fun. So, yeah, I was just busy all weekend trying to finish up my hardwood floor project. I'm 95% done. I got a little bit more to do next weekend. And then I can call at least the floor part of it done, and then I got to do the tile work in front of the fireplace, but I should be able to have that done in another weekend. So that was mine tonight. I got to stop at the lumber yard. I'm going to build a new workbench, basically, to put the 3D printer on. Right now I have it just on a portable printer stand that was used for just a regular computer printer, and the 3D printer moves around too much. That stand start going to come apart here. It's not used to the movement that the 3D printer makes. So I'm just picking up some 2x4s and some laminate sheets and put together a small workbench to put it on something a little more stable.
Most common thing people do, I've seen online, when they have that kind of issue, when they'll build a special table for it, but they'll get a sheet of granite and stick on the table to add weight, and that eliminates the motion.
Well, that's not going to happen for the price of that. We're going to start with just 3/4-inch particle board and the 2x4 frame and see what it does. And unfortunately, it's sitting on carpet in the basement. And we'll see how stable it is. I don't want it too big. And I have a shelf underneath that I can put the boxes of filament and stuff and supplies and that on. So we'll see how that does.
Did you buy a dryer yet?
Yeah, I bought one of the Creality's dual filament dryers. So it takes two spools. Although, right now, the way I'm storing, I'm going to try it that way and see how it prints. The storage, the way that I'm storing it right now, I bought some, looking at some YouTube videos and some other things, some of these sealed plastic cereal boxes, and then you fill the bottom, or not fill it, but you put the desiccant in the bottom and put your filament in there, and then one person had a replacement top that you pop the cereal box normal top off, or the little spout, and print a replacement that goes in there that holds a hydrometer, so you can see what the temperature is and what the humidity is inside the box, and I put one of the containers of the PET G in there and see what it was like. And I looked at it last night, and it's running about 12% humidity and about 72 degrees in there. So if it's stored in that condition, I may not have to dry it. I don't know. I'll have to do some experimentation, see how it works.
Yeah, I found PET G, you got to, when you get, first buy that, you got to, like, dry that for a good long time. I bought Creality, and I bought some other brand, and, man, I had to dry that stuff for 48 hours before it would start to print proper. That stuff's, it likes to be dry.
Well, I pulled just for an experiment. I got the boxes in last week, last Thursday, I think I got it. And I pulled it out of the box, and of course it's in a vacuum sealed plastic for shipping. And I pulled it out of the box and stuck it in the printer in the AMS for my printer. And I printed out several things with it with no problems. No stringing, no nothing, just right out of the package. And then I put it in the dryer just to see if it would do any difference. I put it in the dryer just for 3 hours just to see. And the dryer, I printed again with PET G to go in there to see how that works. In that one, they've got two little pouches or two little cutouts in there to hold desiccant packets. Well, I replaced those with a holder that will hold the beads, plus a larger holder that just slides into the front of that dual unit that holds about 3 cups worth of desiccant beads. So I put those in there and put it in for 3 hours and printed another item that was a 5-hour print. And again, had no problem with it. It printed perfectly fine. It was a little bit different than what the PLA is, but it actually came out quite clean. I was surprised talking to Rick and that. He said, "Oh yeah, it gets stringy and all of that." I didn't really have any problems. So we'll see. We'll experiment some more.